An employer is allowed to ask an employee to do any type of work that was stipulated for and agreed upon by the employee. In other words, an employer can ask an employee to be a garbage man if that is what the employee agrees upon, even if it's a malacha bezuya, says the Piskei Choshen, which is a degrading work. If the worker wants to and agrees, and it's on his own volition, it's voluntary, or it's agreed upon, it's not forced, then it is permitted. And this is based on the Rambam, that only an Eved Ivri, is actually a Jewish slave, is not allowed to work in malachos bezuyos, in degrading work, but an employee can contract to work in any employment that is agreed upon. Now, if the employer hires the employee to do certain type of work, to be an office worker, then he can't ask the worker then to do other types of degrading work which was not agreed upon. Similarly, a employer can't ask a employee to do heavier work which is above his physical ability, if that was not stipulated and agreed upon up front. The Piskei Choshen says this is what appears from the ruling of the Rambam, because Rambam says that in a key point of their relationship, employer-employee relationship, is that the worker, or the reason for the worker, is the worker is only allowed to do things which are agreed upon. So therefore, ergo, a malacha bezuya, degrading work which is not agreed upon, would obviously be forbidden. The Magen Avraham adds as well, in the name of the Shua, that based upon this is the minug that we ask workers to, carry our clothes to the bathhouse and to tie our shoes, even though it's a malacha bezuya, it's a degrading work. This was what they stipulated up front. And the Minchas Pitin has a interesting tshuva in the name of the Mahari Bruna that says that you're not able to force a young unmarried girl to go to the marketplace because of kol kvuda bas melech pnima, because it would be unsnias and she would feel uncomfortable doing so. So you can't require that as part of the employment relationship. And he bases this off of the das zekene mi balei tosus on chumash, on the patzak of lo seitzei ketseiso avodim, that you don't go out like the way of avodim, meaning you can't treat an eved ivri that way. So the same thing would be for a female unmarried worker. Now, v'shevet alevi, the Vosner actually discusses this in his tshuvos, and he as well addresses this issue, and he quotes this Daz Zekeinu Mibalei HaTosfos, and he says that it wants to bring a raya from Rashi, because Rashi says you can't do heavier work, or you can't do certain degrading work. So he says, you see from there, perhaps, or the Mari Bruno, and as cited in the Daz Zekeinu, says you see from there that you can't have them go into the marketplace as well if it's unsnias. The Shevet Alevi attacks that. He says, what's the connection from work which is degrading to unsnias? They're two different things, and therefore he disagrees based on some of these sources. However, he then says he looked at the Mari Bruna inside, not just a quote from the Sefer Minchas Pitim, and he says that the Mari Bruna seems to imply very clearly. He says, this is his lashon, and he says, Reuven can't force a single woman, to go into the house of Nachrim to work, because even if it's first of all, he says it's Zasr Yichud, and second of all, even if there are other people there, it's inappropriate for these women who are afraid, or it's a sneis issue, to be seen in the house of these Nachrim, and it's going to cause bad rumors to fly. And therefore, he says going in the marketplace, an employer can require an employee to go to the marketplace for him, and that at least a married employee, but a single girl, he says, it would be inappropriate for it to do that. Again, this is talking about a couple hundred years ago, so obviously the status has changed and in many instances, but it's an interesting tshuva nonetheless about the level that an employer can require an employee to do things that are whatever is termed in those times as unsnias. The Mari Bruna would say that is forbidden.